Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, we are back, we are back. Welcome to another edition of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you better not cut me off again tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I'm sorry. I am your host, with the most, the King of King himself, who's very upset that his show got cut off last week, Monday night. The one, the only, this show cut me off one more time tonight, I will raise some hell. I have the... It's you, Sean.
Oh. Well, it sounds like you're cutting in and out already. But yes.
Already?
Is, yeah. Sean Black in the building once again. And, of course, on the phone we have the one and the only.
Tweet, 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 tweet. Unfortunately, Amisha B cannot call in right now because she's busy doing her side job right now.
Oh,
I'm not
boy.
Saying what that is. But, ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number to call and piss people off, call in your thoughts or questions, or tell us how you really feel, the number is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. And, Sean, for the 75th show since last year of March, I believe, are you ready to piss some people off?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's get this thing started. First, I'd like to apologize on behalf of the Absolute Truth team. While we were doing the show on a 9/11, it was getting real hot. We had some technical difficulties, excuse me, and we just got cut off. And it was very hard for us to get back on the air, so we apologize for that. We got a lot of questions, a lot of people got concerned about what happened to us. Bottom line, they're trying to shut us down. Well,
yeah.
As long as I keep paying them, I will still keep doing this show as long as I live. I hope.
Yes, let's hope so.
Yes. So as always, I start saying this all the time. Sean Black and I came up with some topics. I post them Saturday afternoon. Boom. As always, I jinx ourselves with these topics. A lot of things keep happening over the weekend. Sunday, Saturday night, and even today. So, I don't know where to begin.
Yeah,
first,
you got a loaded, your plate is loaded today.
Yes.
So take your
first,
pick.
So let me go back to a little bit of 9/11. Like we talked about a little bit that last week. We just had the 15-year anniversary of 9/11. And Sean Black asked me a very important question, excuse me. Has what impact 9/11 had, has it made things worse, made things better, or about the same? And I thought about this real throughout the week. I gave my answer last week, but I keep thinking about more and more. I like to say more negative than positive. Well, yes, it brought us together as a nation. You know, go America, God bless America, blah, 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 blah. But not, by the same time, we contradict ourselves. Every time you see a Muslim person back then, Sean Black, you cannot front. When you see a Muslim, because we always brainwashed that Muslim people were evil back then, 15 years ago, because we were not used to this type of environment or this type of action going on. So we all thought Muslims are terrorist people. And there'd be many times on the show, just like we say about the cops, not all Muslims are bad. There are some good Muslims. Muslim religion preach peace, happiness, well-being. And we know we go on and on for the last year and a half. Now, something happened Saturday. Sean, a lot of people know what happened Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are, sound like oxymorons to ourselves, contradicting ourselves, praising Muslims. And what happened, Sean Black?
Well, we had this in two phases. First thing happened in New Jersey as a matter of fact, in Seaside Park, where a pipe bomb appeared to have exploded in Seaside Park, New Jersey. And this was supposedly at the site of what was going to be a 5K run for the military. They were having themselves a 5K run for charity. And what eventually happened is that the pipe bomb exploded. Nobody was hurt. Luckily, the reason why no one was hurt was because the registration process for the runners that were going to participate actually slowed everything down. So nobody was hurt. Nobody was injured. But it did scare a lot of people and figured out, okay, why would there be a bomb here? Fast forward to later on that night in Manhattan, in the Chelsea section, West 23rd and 6th Avenue, which is not that far away from, for those that are in the New York area to know about the area, is near the F train. The F train and the PATH train is right over there at the corner. And another explosion went off in a dumpster, and that really did damage because it hurt over 26 or 27 people. Went to the hospital. There was a lot of damage in the area. Nobody knew what was going on. As we're going through all of the minutia of the things that went on, we found out that the person that is alleged to have been responsible for this, his name is Ahmad Khan Rahami, who's in his early 20s. He's from Afghanistan. He was born in Afghanistan, lived in New Jersey, and has, from what we found out, has frequented going back between Afghanistan and Pakistan, and apparently did some kind of, I don't know if it was training of some sort, or is an ISIS sympathizer or whatever is the case. We're not fully sure about all of that, but we do know that he has some kind of some sort of issues, and he kind of radicalized himself. So,
okay,
go figure.
But when you first heard that, of course, that Saturday night we texted each other, I was drinking, of course.
Oh,
no,
of course.
Shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I have to do something.
Yeah.
What was your first thought that came to your mind when you heard about the exposure? Because what happened in Jersey, yes, it was covered, but was not like, oh, my gosh, you know, panic attack. Right? Like, it's Jersey. Who cares about New Jersey anyway? But it happened in Chelsea. Everybody like, whoa, okay, Chelsea, an explosion. And one thing I love about New York, explosion happened or something happened. What do most people do in New York? Go to the next bar.
Exactly.
Have a drink. Like, we, excuse me, we carry on. We move on with our lives. Like, damn you, terrorists, you're not going to scare us. You're going to keep on moving. So what was your first reaction, your first thought?
The first thing that I thought was, this is the first thing that I thought. I was like, it was an explosion. I said it's in Manhattan. And the first thing I heard was, you know, something happened. There was an explosion. And I was hoping that it wasn't like, you know, a light going out or a fuse. Because if you're in the New York area, you've heard about
explosions
happening.
A gas explosion, basically, you're
exactly
talking about. It happens all the time in New York City.
Exactly. Gas explosion, electrical transformer, or something like that. But then as more reports started to pour in, and then they started showing video pictures, and I remember I took a picture of it, of what I saw on CNN, and I sent it to you. And you were like, oh, really? Is this serious? And then the first thing that popped into my head was, oh, wow, I hope this isn't linked to what happened earlier in New Jersey. And lo and behold, that's pretty much what happened.
Yes, but of course, the reason why I asked that question, because when you hear the terror attacks, I don't care what anybody says. When you hear bombing, the first thing you come to your mind related to 9/11 is Muslim, Orlando, California, and also this past weekend, I don't know how true this is, in Minnesota Mall, 7 or 8 people got stabbed by an ISIS wannabe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's like funny. Like, last week, we were talking about 9/11, and here on the eve of 9/11,
we've basically gone through another attack.
Exactly. And who knows how long that this was planned, because with all the police and all of the things that happened in the New York City area, who knows, with all of the stuff that we've heard about with Donald Trump and all of the stuff that's been going on politically, who knows how long that a lot of this stuff was being planned?
Well, I would jump the gun and I would say this man did not act it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he probably planted it, the bomb, but I know it was not just his idea. He's not a loner. These things are usually not by one person, unless it took him a long time to make all these bombs. But for him to be at all these different places in one day, he really must be a good driver and must be tired. That's why he was caught sleeping.
Yeah.
This morning in the doorway, he probably wore himself out. And that's how, ladies and gentlemen, he got caught. An officer went up to him to wake him up and gave him the second look like, wait a minute, you're that guy.
Yeah, which of course ended up getting him somebody shot, and then a gunfight ensues, and he gets shot a few times, and then he's finally arrested, and that ended that.
So how can the impact of 9/11, 15 years later on, we try to move on with our lives? There's cameras almost everywhere now. We always say Big Brother is watching. We complain that we have basically no privacy. And we do feel safer. We did mention on the show, we're safer now than we was before, but we did always say there always will be another attack sooner than later. Sooner, in my opinion, than we expected. But it's funny how we keep talking about it, and once again, it's about the Muslims. So I texted my Muslim friends about it. No one replied back to me for whatever reason. I'm not saying they're upset or they want to get into it. Whatever the reason is, it was like, how much torture can a Muslim people go through? Here you are once again. So it's like police lives matter, all this nonsense. Police people try to preach to us. There's a lot of good cops. There's always a very few bad cops. There's a lot of good Muslims. There's a few bad Muslims. And look at this. Look what just happened. Even today, on a side note, there was a pastor, unarmed, got shot by a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, these stories continue in the media. And, of course, the media love this type of nonsense. How can we defend these Muslim people or the religion again? If, like I told you earlier on Facebook, I have people posting pictures of Muslims. Like, look, son, there's a peacemaking Muslim planting a bomb.
Mm.
Like, what can you tell your kids about that?
Yeah. And that's the confusing part about all of this that's been going on, because from everything that we've been taught about the Muslim religion is that it's supposed to be about peace and about understanding and being able to take that peace and using it toward your daily life. Yet we hear about, once again, a lot of the radicalized Islamic things that have been going on in the news, and it's kind of hard for you to form an opinion that doesn't make you think, well, how can I process this information and make sure that I'm not making a bigoted ideology about or generalization about the entire religion? But see, when you hear the people trying to defend what's going on, it gets harder and harder for a lot of people to try and come to that conclusion. And that's the hardest part about a lot of these things that have been going on. Well, remember we had the London bombings back in 2005, and that was also along those same lines. We had this, like you said, we had San Bernardino. We have all of these things that have been happening.
What about France? France.
Exactly.
They've been through AKA ISIS and ISIS-related guys, people, who want to practice the faith of Muslim for Allah, whatever they want to call it, their God, but they're killing.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's one thing I would never understand, and that's why I ask people to explain to me, how can you worship a God, whatever God you worship, but you go out killing people? Doesn't God say, shall not kill? I want someone to explain that to me. 347-989-8402. How can you worship a god, but you go out killing people and blowing people up?
Yeah, that's the toughest part for a lot of people to reconcile. And with all of the other religions that people are a part of and that they identify with, when they hear about these kinds of things, you hear about these little these splintered cells around the world of people, most of this coming from out of the Taliban and out of Al-Qaeda, which was born from the whole 9/11 thing that we talked about last week, how the United States went in and tried to basically eradicate Al-Qaeda and try to eradicate the Taliban. And then you have these smaller cells popping up from the ashes of these older terrorist groups. And now they're starting to become that much harder to contain or to deal with because they can be anywhere. They could be at any place, any time, and you would never really know it. They could be living amongst you. They could be neighbors. They could be somebody at the corner store, somebody that, you know, drives the school bus. And the problem with this whole ideology is that now we have people who were already paranoid about the world in general now have another excuse to be even more paranoid. And that's the hardest part about it.
Okay, 210, you're on the air.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's Brother B. Greetings,
yes,
everyone.
Hello, Brother B.
Hey, what's going on?
Sean Black, Hot Rod.
Oh,
you got only two on?
Yeah, only us two. And you, Muhammad, Brother B, or Ahmed, Brother B, or Ahmed, Brother B. Whatever
well,
you want to call yourself right now.
Actually, it used to be years ago, Hakeem Malik Allah, years ago, many moons ago. But anyway.
So you know the Muslim religion a little bit, or a lot of it,
I used to study.
Okay. Well, like I proposed this question to Sean, no matter what religion you worship, isn't the number one rule, or one of the rules is shall not kill? But you have the Muslim faith, some Muslims, not all, going out there killing people, and like, how can you explain to our children, not all Muslims are bad, Muslims are a good religion, they practice preach, but you have someone like Ahmed going out making pipe bombs and trying to blow up places.
Well, first of all, it's really no different from the Christians and the Crusades. Like, they've been saying thou shalt not kill and do all this for years, but yet how many people, you know, religious-wise in Christianity have killed in the name of God and said it was just? You know, I mean, there's always going to be somebody who's going to take something they read or something that somebody said, and they're going to be extreme with it. The problem is you have too many sheep, but, like, you can't, You can't really give too many or take into account too many opinions of sheep because they're sheep. They're followers. They're followers. And all they're going to do is follow. Like, they're not going to do anything out of what they usually do. So they can offer an opinion, but all they're going to do is just go with what's said. Like, I'm sure when these bombings went off, automatically people thought that, oh, it's the Muslim. But in the Boston bombings, those weren't Muslims. You know what I'm saying? Like, but everything has to go back to a Muslim. Just like, oh, if a certain crime happens, it has to be a black person. You know what I'm saying? It's all about this labeling. And it's like people can try and throw religion in it if they want to, but I think it's just a scapegoat type of mentality, and it's what this government and a lot of people in this country do. Just
true.
They want to blame somebody.
But everything goes back to our original topic from last week that we got cut off for from Block Talk Radio. Damn you. About 9/11. 9/11 changed the mindset of a lot of people's minds. Back then, I don't care who you are, when you saw a Muslim, you were terrified to a certain degree. So it was something the media pushing out, phrase like Osama bin Laden, Muslims, terrorists. And
well, yeah,
look
of
at
course.
Us, and look at us 15 years later. Yes, the relationship, I think, got a little bit better, but there's still people out there who can't stand Muslims that will not leave 9/11 alone. Like I told Sean, I saw people posting pictures, and I showed it to you, and as you call it, propaganda of Muslim people being evil. They took a picture of Colin Kaepernick, which I can't believe we're still talking about this damn topic, about him not standing for a national anthem, compare him to the guy that planted the bombs. Which to us, we all know, is two completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
But the naive people are comparing a football player, an athlete, who's getting paid $1 million because he believes in his rights, they compare him the same as a guy who planted bombs.
Well, it's also you have to understand that there are a lot of people that are equating false patriotism as an excuse and a rationalization to be racist.
Yeah, exactly.
And they take that racism and they hide behind that patriotism that everything is against the flag. So that gives you the right to go out and say something that in the eyes of most people is that you're defending your country, you're a patriot. Remember, ways back, I talked about how when after 9/11 happened, Muslims, anybody that would wear a turban, anybody that was from a Muslim, a strong country, the United States people were involved in what seemed to be being okay with being quote-unquote racist to them under the guise of being patriotic. They became the new N-word, so to speak, is what I said.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And those are the kinds of thought processes that continue to proliferate the way people think now. And all they need now is an excuse to continue onto that way of thinking, which is sad because there are millions and millions of people that do follow the Muslim faith in this country, in New York, in California, wherever in the world, and don't want anything to do with any of that radical thinking.
Okay, I agree with you. But I think Brother B also, he wants to understand this concept. When you go on Facebook and you see colleagues or friends post these type of things, Brother B, don't you question yourself like, wait a minute, you smile with me, will you laugh with me, we crack up jokes, we talk about everything, and I see you posting all this anti-terrorist or anti-Donald Trump stuff. Do you question that employee? Like, okay, are you racist on this side all the time? You're just laughing with me or pretending to me to be my friend? Or what is the mindset of that?
Well, when I look at the people who post stuff about Obama or talk stuff about Obama, it's like, all right, let's get it twisted. I mean, let's get it straight. Just come down Front Street. Are you mad? Because, matter of fact, you have to be mad because he's black. He's a black man in the presidential seat. You're mad because he's black and he's in the White House. You're not mad because anything else, because if you want to look at it logically, you don't know him to hate him. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody think what they see on TV. That's why I said you have so much sheep out here. They want to pretend like they're wolves, but they're sheep. You have so many people that just listen to what's said and they go with it. You don't know the man personally to hate him. You don't know his family to hate him. That's what logic would dictate, but apparently there's a lot of illogical assholes out here who really seem to think that just because whatever is said on TV or in print or in an email is or social media is the truth, and it's the gospel, and it's not.
It's funny that you say that because I saw a post on Facebook from someone, a Caucasian, I'm not saying no more, posted about Obama loving the Muslims again, like something to that related factor. Like ever since Obama had took office, all this Muslims attack has been happening, and Obama is defending these Muslims.
I don't see
and
how
to myself, I'm like, wow.
He's defending human beings. Mm-hmm. Like everybody wants to classify. It's like, listen, we all in the same boat. Like you said, Mr. Sean Black, they became the new N-word. America always has to have a villain, have somebody to fight. Back in the days when we was watching the Cowboys, we was thinking that the Indians was the worst things in the world because they was always giving the Cowboys a hard time. But as we grew up and we really realized the story, no, it's the other way around. So they always, somebody always going to have to be a villain to make them look good. It's just like your, it's just like your girlfriend or your baby mama or whatever, and or she just has to like have something to beef about and be so she could just be pissed off at you. You know what I'm saying? She just needs a reason to be mad at you. Oh, why you ain't clean out the toaster? Well, I didn't know the toaster needed to be cleaned out. Yes, it needs to be clean. Clean out the goddamn toaster. This is America. This is what it is. They need somebody has to be bad for them to look good. And the thing is, you can blame Muslims all you want to, Caucasian people, pilgrims, whatever. You can blame them all you want to. But this country has many other enemies. Many, there's many other people here that
as
live here that don't like this country.
As we discussed it many times before, who's the enemy, them or us?
Exactly.
And, you know, but I believe K-Dog is on the line right now. And of course, I know K-Dog have a lot to say.
K-Dog.
Hey, what's up, brothers? How y'all doing?
Chilling, brother.
I hear you.
So, K-Dog, what was your reaction when you heard about the attack the first time? Did a Muslim came up to your mind, or like a gas explosion, or what?
Mm-hmm. All I got to say about this is that here in America, you know, we have terrorists and that live in our own backyard, and we don't even know about it. That's the scariest thing about it. You know, okay, say what you want about 9/11, yeah, this and this, but yet, if we don't learn our lesson from then we'll never know it, because I believe in a thing called domestic terrorism. You have them living right here, and you have those with, you know, extreme ideologies and with extreme views in terms of what this country is all about, who hate this country. They're living here, but they hate it. So when I heard about the explosions on Saturday night, Hot Rod, to answer your question, I didn't think about the Muslims. You know, and this is the thing, and I was listening to Brother B earlier when he said this. In this country, being that this is a Christian country, for those of you who don't know, this is a Christian nation. It seems to me that those who do not share the same beliefs are looked upon as bad. Like, perfect example, like with the whole Muslim religion, I mean, ever since the September 11th attacks, we've seen a huge anti-Muslim movement going on in this country. I don't know, I could be wrong or I could be right. Correct me if I'm wrong. But
for the record, I love Muslim people and I love pork. That's what I think.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. That's a fire starter right there. Yeah, that's definitely a fire starter.
But, Brother B, like I told Sean earlier, I text my Muslim friends because, you know, I like to get their insight about, you know, what's going on. No one responded back to me for whatever reason. Either they want to talk about it or they're afraid or whatever
it's
reason.
Probably
like,
it's probably fear.
I'm thinking
you know
fear too.
Why? Like, it's like as soon as they say something, somebody's going to attack it. It's just
exactly.
Like as soon as a black person says something, it gets attacked. Like,
exactly.
Didn't somebody else just get killed with their hands up in the air? As soon as you say something, I'm waiting for somebody to say something like, "Oh, he deserved it. Oh, well, he did this. Oh, he was resisting arrest or whatever. But the camera clearly shows something else." So that's what I'm saying. As soon as they say something, they're automatically ostracized and
exactly.
They're labeled, and people are going to be looking at them funny. So everybody just kind of stays quiet and stays in pocket.
Okay.
Well, mm-hmm.
No, but
well,
let me go to a good point. And Sean, this question's for you. I wanted to ask Anisha B this question, but the white girl's not here right now, so I'll throw it to you.
Okay.
If Ahmed, well, what's his name again? Ahmed?
Yeah, Ahmed Khan Rahami.
Bottom line, if this person who's Muslim, who's from, where he's from again?
He's actually born, born in Afghanistan, but he was he lived in New Jersey for
a naturalized
deal.
U.S. Uh-oh. Citizen.
Hold on, I think I speak of the devil, and the devil has arrived. Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's Max. Okay. Hold on one second, Max. Matter of fact, you asked me this question after... if the person who did the same exact thing was a black man, would that person be shot, would be killed by now, or would still be alive today?
I personally think we all know the answer to this question. I think that considering what the situation was, what the situation is, and the climate of the country, I think depending on what happened, I don't think that he would have been brought to justice, so to speak, as far as jail, handcuffs, etc. Based on what we've seen with African Americans in the last few months, and especially for those that don't know what's happened, there was another incident that happened that was just put on the news today. With an African American that was pulled over and basically gunned down by cops, and the cops actually blocked out their cameras to make sure that it didn't get seen. Those kinds of things pop up when you hear about quote unquote justice. So if this was something along the lines of an African American going through the same thing, or let's say if this was Colin Kaepernick that did this. Or was somebody along those lines, you would have a completely different ideology, completely different result. And I think that's the main issue that a lot of people are trying to grapple with.
And Sean Black, Sean Black, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't he a pastor?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, uh-oh. I heard about that. I just heard about it tonight.
And even more so, I believe this was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So if anybody has not seen the video yet, it will get you really upset.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
But, all right, hold on. Max, same question to you. Do you know what the question is?
If it was a black man, you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with Sean. 110%.
So basically, they just shot him to keep him alive. So ask him questions so they could get more details. Like, they could get any more details from this guy. We all can agree that most likely he did not act it alone on this part. He got some type of help or some type of training overall.
Well, check this out. You know what I find interesting? No one died. Exactly, because all he did was get shot in the leg, I believe. Because look at it this way. And Sean, all of you guys proved a great point. Because if there was a black person, you would have been dead by now. But wait a minute. There was one, and somebody helped me out. There was a Muslim security guard. He was from Kenya. And they said that he went on some rampage and started stabbing people in the mall, and he got shot.
Yeah, that was in Minnesota.
And they're trying to say ISIS claimed responsibility for that. I'm like, okay, I'm done.
All right, so Max, what's your
intake
on all of this?
As far as the terrorist attack or whatever happened over the weekend?
Yeah, about what happened over the weekend?
Well, you know, basically it's like if it's just this particular person and this particular race, they want to hold them so they can find out more information in regards to, all right, let's find out what we can learn from him and from his people or whatever cult or whatever army he came from. If it's a black man, what do we need him for? Just shoot him.
Okay. So, all right, cool. Black man shoot. Muslim guy, let's try and get information about it. But if a white guy had done this, let's take him to Burger King and give him a treat because he's hungry.
Hey, Dylan Roof murdered 9 people and they treated him to Burger King.
Now, does this sound fair? Does this make any sense overall?
Well, we know that, in general, the way that people are treated by law enforcement, also depending on one, the situation, and two, what the stakes are. As far as this goes, the, one of the main reasons why this man was brought to justice, as we just reiterated, is that they're looking for information to see if he acted alone, to see if there's anything else that's out there. Because remember, we're talking about pipe bombs and explosives. What basically what these explosives look like is similar to what happened with the bombing in Boston during the Boston Marathon, where they're using pressure cookers and nails and all kinds of crap, and they're putting it inside of a pressure cooker, and then they're using, from what I just saw on the news, they said that they're using Christmas lights as fuses, and then all you would need is like some sort of a device to detonate it, and then this is what's been going on. And it's sad that you can get any of these, the information of this is anywhere. Internet, you can find anything about anything anywhere. And this is basically the new warfare, so to speak, where it's being done at soft targets, as they say. Put them in places where there's a lot of people and do as much damage as humanly possible.
Exactly.
But, yo, but my thing is this. Now, wait a minute. If I can go deep for a minute. Yeah, it's somewhat of a soft target, but once again, you had someone spreading backpacks. Look at the areas where these backpacks were. Like I said, there was no type of collateral damage whatsoever. Like, no one died. Mm-hmm. This was just something to get attention. Because who puts a backpack, a bomb backpack, in a dumpster?
Thank you.
Which makes no sense. You're shielding
exactly.
the blood.
That's
the
what I'm saying.
The pressure cooker never went off.
Nope.
And the other one was in the garbage. So basically, the one out in Jersey was in the garbage can, and the other one by the train station were in, they were in like kind of desolate areas. So my thing is, what, like, somebody's just kind of vying for attention. They didn't really want to hurt anybody. They just wanted to say, hey, you know, haha, I'm scared the shit out of you real quick. You know, we, you know, let the threat level go up a little bit. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. But that's just me.
Matt?
Yes, I'm there. I'm listening.
No. Do you agree? I'm like, this is the thing that I was on yesterday. But I'm like, wait a minute. You put a bomb inside a dumpster, inside metal? Yes, of course, damage, but why you don't throw it to the crowd? And, you know, you could get more damage that way, killing people. People got hurt by falling debris from the building.
It's probably just more to come. It's probably just a sign that there's going to be more to come. And that's what's probably scaring a lot. It's like, wait a minute, we need to find out more because it could be a sign that this could be a pattern now.
Vote for Trump. Well, let me just say this. Like I said earlier, now, guys, I keep it real as possible. I believe in domestic terrorism. The terrorism are living amongst our midst, and it's a shame that we're falling asleep and we don't even know it. We really don't know. There could be your next door neighbors. They could be plotting something going on. You got to wake up to this.
Okay, though, can we trust a Muslim person now? Can we trust Sean? Can we trust each other now?
Okay.
What can we do? And basically, why are you saying this? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'll say this. You know, okay, people are quick to label Muslims as terrorists. And Brother B, and I heard what you had to say earlier that about the history of all these things that goes on. I mean, could you trust a Muslim? Or could you trust a Christian? Could you trust someone based on race? Basically, all I have to say is to answer that question, Hot Rod, in all fairness, I'm not going to label all Muslims as terrorists. I'm not going to label all Christians because, listen, everybody has an extreme view. There are these groups that are living in this nation who have extreme views that are anti-government. They don't like the way this country's being run. I mean, they live in this country, but they hate America. But yo, real talk. But real talk, who's been more? I mean, and like I said, by no means am I racist, bigoted, or any of that. But
right.
I mean, if you look at history, who's been more extreme than the white man? There's nobody topping the charts when it comes to being extremist like the white folks. Like, there's nobody topping that chart. And you know what it is? And you know what it is too, Brother B, that you have to point out. Many of these hate groups that you see that are out there are Bible-thumping Christians. I'm not slamming Christianity, but they're Bible-thumping Christians. These are the type of people who go to church every Sunday wearing their Sunday best and reading their Bible, and you have a preacher standing up there preaching, and it's not like they're preaching from the Bible. They're preaching flat-out hatred, and they have, and the scariest thing is that they have thousands of followers.
Thousands of followers.
And you know what? Once they leave that church, it's time to go to work.
Okay.
We've
so
seen it
Matt,
in history.
Matt, the last 4 or 5 weeks, everybody has been talking about our boy, Colin Kaepernick. Now they're comparing him as they see as a threat, as this Muslim guy. Why the country is still talking about a man that's standing up for his rights at the war this time? I don't get it.
Well, they don't see that as an American way. They view that as foreign. So they put him in the same category as, like, oh, a terrorist, a Muslim. That's something they would do. That's not an American way of doing things. But what Colin did is an American way. That's more American than what normally we'd be doing.
And you know, it's more athletes, even, I think, white athletes are doing the same thing.
Well,
so
of course.
Is this protest working? Is this protest actually working right now?
Yeah, and I think
that's why they're mad at him. They're still mad.
Exactly.
Because he started something.
I'll ask you this question, Hot Rod. The fact is, this movement started with Colin Kaepernick about 3 weeks ago. We're still talking about it. So I think that would be the question is, are we still talking about the issue? And if your answer is yes, then his protests are working.
It's getting attention, but is it working?
No, but it's spreading.
It's spreading. That's exactly what is it working? Has anything changed in America
because
that he's standing up for?
No.
Remember, we're just talking about a pastor who got shot and got killed.
Right.
And he has his arm up in the air. So is it really working?
Well,
that's the question.
You know what? When you see more and more people taking a stand, and I mean, everything that has to work is a slow process. And you know, to say that it's working, I can't say that it is. But however, it's a movement that is spreading. And even recently, we saw a soccer player. She even kneeled down during the national anthem. More and more, it's growing. And you know what? She wasn't black.
I saw a high school football team. Only one player stood up. The entire team kneeled down.
Yeah.
And
they're even saying
about it, most of these Christian beliefs that's talking like this, that's saying this is un-American, and they're more Christian. And the people that's non-Christian are the ones that's are protesting.
I'm still trying to find that. What does religion have to do with all of this?
This is my problem. Stop hiding behind your religion.
Exactly.
But that's what they do. A lot of these Christians want to hide behind their religion. A lot of these extremists want to hide behind religion. You can't. Listen, nowhere in the Bible does it say to hate someone of color or anything else. Love thy enemy. It says love thy enemy. So how do you walk around with the hypocritical attitude? You want to hate somebody, but then you want to go to church on Sunday and talk about God.
Hallelujah.
Like, you're not.
Amen.
But it is true. Because you know what? I remember, after 9/11, there was a Muslim brother who I spoke to, and he showed me the Quran. He said like this, that those who practice terrorism, they're not real Muslims, because the Muslim faith is a religion of peace.
It is.
Muslims are not allowed to indulge in any type of warfare.
Well, yeah, but like an oxymoron right now. I believe what you're saying. You're saying is, you have the other Muslims out there blowing things up. So that's not like an oxymoron
thing
right now.
But also the same could be said about Christians.
Yep.
Because you know we Christians are known to be peaceful, but at the same time, when you have these extreme hate groups, the first thing they'll tell you is that they're Christians. And in our Christian Bible, like, perfect example, look at the Westboro Baptist Church. Look what they do at every funeral.
I don't know.
The Westboro Baptist Church.
What about the Jewish people? The Jewish people don't blow themselves up. They don't blow other things up.
Because
so,
you know what? These extremists teach the Muslims. When it comes to the those extreme Muslims, they teach them that to kill themselves because they will win favor in paradise. They will be given, I believe, like 1,000 virgins.
70 virgins.
70 virgins when they go into paradise.
This guy went back home, got brainwashed, came here, went back home, got more training, got more brainwashed.
Right.
He come back here. But once again, K-Dog, if you tell me Muslim is peace, why most of these Muslims are doing what they're doing right now? That's what people will keep asking you. You tell me Muslim people are peaceful.
They can ask that all they want to, but none of them has ever picked up a Quran.
Exactly.
To even define, you know what I'm saying?
To understand
like
what the Muslim faith is all about.
Exactly.
Because this is the thing. People, especially in the United States, like let's just say, I'm not saying all Christians do it, but I'm not bashing Christians. Hey, as a Christian, I'm not going to bash a Christian, but I'm just going to speak the truth. When it comes to some Christians who are so deeply involved in their faith, they will not look at any other religion but the Christian faith, because they'll look at the Muslim religion based on what's going on, that all Muslims are terrorists, all Muslims are criminals, the Muslim faith teaches you to kill one another. And that's the thing. And I've heard a lot of that come out of Christian people's mouth. I'm like, wait a minute, you can't categorize and say all Muslims are terrorists. Because, like Brother B said earlier about the history of Christianity with the Crusades and thousands of people that were killed, and also with the hate groups out there, you can't say that, you know, one religion is teaching another thing when you're going to categorize and paint everybody the same brush. You can't do that.
Right.
That would be ignorant to do that.
Max, where's Milton at? This is his time now. Call in and talk about black Muslims and white Muslims.
Well, listen, when I called in, I thought it was going to be about the sex thing. Then I'm like, what the hell you guys are talking about? Because I said to myself, I'm calling in because I know Milton X didn't call in because he has no category to talk about this crap.
Wow.
Sex thing is sexy.
Uh-oh. I speak of the devil, and he has appeared. Hold on one second, guys.
Business is Milton about X? To pick up. The recently converted black man.
Yeah. I see Maxine is talking about me. You know, it is what it is. No, I have more important things to deal with for that. You know what I mean? You know. The big
no,
dog,
before you go on, Milton X.
Listen. I'm speaking right now. The big dog
I
just put the teeth up in the ball. That's all it is.
I have to ask the man first. Matt, we want to talk about sexing, but we figure tonight is not the night to talk about it. So hopefully that we'll talk about it next week. But we will let you know, Max. Now, Milton, that you can speak on my show.
Yeah. Thank you, Roddy. Thank you. As far as, you know, 9/11 and everything that's concerned, you know, Of course, they don't want us to forget about that, but, you know, I was down there, so of course I can't forget about it. Also can't forget about how George Bush just sat there and didn't do shit when things was going down. I also ain't going to forget about the fact that a couple years later he said he don't even think about Bin Laden. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to forget none of that shit either. Also, I ain't going to forget, so that just proves right there he's either negligent, you know, or, you know, deeper into it, may have been in on the whole thing. Because, you know, it's in my 9/11 is this. Either it was an inside job or it was allowed to happen so the American government could do what they wanted to do in the Middle East with no resistance. And that's just
but
the cold hearted
truth. We all could agree to a certain degree it was an inside job. That America knew something about it. I think we all could agree on that.
Right.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? And now if you look at the situation here today with this whole apparently Muslim person, you know, laying bombs all over the place. Now, my personal opinion is just that was just a test run, to be honest about this shit. Because, you know, a couple bombs here, a couple little things here. It seems they might do just testing shit out for some other major shit to go down later on. Fortunately, he was caught. Now, also, number two, it seems like this guy had according to the reports, this guy had a shootout with the police and was taken out alive, which is interesting as hell, because, you know, average black person, unarmed, had his hands up in the air, just killed the police on sight. This fool laying bombs all over the place and shooting at the cops and lives to tell about it. That's
God bless America.
About.
God bless America.
Nah, goddamn America. Shit.
Once again, I ask you every week, do you have a problem with America?
Yeah. I do.
Don't leave.
No. No, they need to leave.
If you have a problem with this country,
that's just foolishness right there. Talk about, you have a problem, you should leave. No. The problems need to be dealt with. That's the biggest problem. This country's been built on bullshit.
Yeah,
it needs to be addressed and stopped on. That's the damn problem.
Why should we leave something we helped build?
Exactly.
That's another point. Not help build. We built, period. We helped
nobody
build.
Yeah, because, listen, do you think this would have happened what do you think would have happened if slavery never happened? Would this even be a country?
It would be a completely different country.
It would be a whole different country.
Anything, they should leave. If you want to be honest about it. Because they're the invaders. They're the ones that raped this damn country or resources. Let's be honest about it.
Look what's going on in the South. You got oil line leaking, gas prices is being jacked up. People, I mean, come on, this is ridiculous.
Come on, man.
It's like everything they touch, they destroy.
Listen, look. All I gotta say is this: in this land that we live here, we all know that the land was stolen. Am I right? Now,
yeah.
Of course, you know, you kill off a bunch of people, and then after, you go ahead and censor some people against their will and drag them to come here and change as cheap labor in the worst kind of way. You see, you look at, that's just a brief history of what America is. Now, America's not perfect. I will tell that. America's definitely not perfect. It's not so much the thing of America. It's the individuals that claim that they put this together.
It's something wrong with them.
Founded this country, but you did not find this country because you cannot find a place that was already inhabited.
Let's be honest about it. America was built on violence, lies, and bullshit.
Exactly.
So,
okay.
But my thing is, how do you turn a blind eye to it? How does Hot Rod smack me on camera and just say I never did that?
Of course, because they're getting money. They're making money. That's why they don't give a shit. All right. Don't you want to feel real black ass? All right,
hold on, y'all.
Hold on. Okay, we got the
hold on, y'all.
I know you guys are getting excited, like to let out your anger. So, K-Dog, what is your final thought? Go ahead, K-Dog.
Well, my final thought of the day, in the wake of what just happened, like I said, people just got to watch their backs, because you know what? Your enemies could be living right within your midst, and you don't know it. And second, people need to stop judging religion and start judging the individual who do the crime. And all I got to say is that, hey, look out for one another.
Okay. Max, what is your final thought besides sex?
Shit. Well, the fact that people that keep saying, if you don't like this country, get out, they're more wrong than the people that have the right to protest. This is American way. Like it or not, this is what it's all about. We protest, we have our thoughts out. That's what made this country unique. That's why the soldiers go out to fight for us, is because we have the right to protest.
And God bless those soldiers. Brother Beast, besides smoke weed and have sex and drink, what's your final thought?
To quote my people from the Little Rascals, don't drink the milk, the spoiled.
And Milton, what is your final thought? Besides white power.
Fuck white power. Anyway,
we know you
number
hate
two.
White people. Come on now.
No, I don't hate white people. Shit. Fuck them. Anyway.
Damn.
You're
honest,
just
the chickens have come home to roost. Let this bitch burn. Let Trump get the presidency. Ground this motherfucker into the ground like he's supposed to. And then we can take over like we need to. Mother made him.
Okay.
Mother
damn.
Had him. Motherfuck him.
Aw, oh, damn.
The
bird.
Okay.
Premises,
bird. Okay.
All right, bird. Brother B, Matt, K-Dog, and as always, Milton X. Guys, thank you so much for another entertainment show. We got
hey,
to
man.
Do this again soon.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
night, guys.
Later, y'all.
Later.
Right. Have a good night.
Peace.
Hey.
All right, Sean Black, you got a minute. What is your final thought?
Oh, good Lord. This was such
I know
a,
you...
This was an interesting show, that's for sure.
Oh, and that's what Absolute Truth is all about.
Yes, it is. My final thought would have to be of, with all of the things that are going on right now, I think the main thing, and I've stated this before, is the fact that you're going to have to make sure that you're not distracted by a lot of the things that you see and keep your eye on the prize as far as what's going on, and the prize being the presidency right now. We still have 50 days between now and Election Day. And we still have these tests that are bringing up for the candidates to see how they handle certain crises and make sure it shows you exactly how they're going to handle it going forward. And I think based on all of the things that have happened, it's kind of distracted people away from that main goal. So if you keep that there and you keep an open mind and see what you're supposed to see, you'll know exactly where you're going. Because if you vote for the wrong person, that person might be the last president that you see.
Okay, well, on that note, guys, we will not be on next Monday, but the Monday after, because we have prior arrangements, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, William Holtz, the King of King himself. I am the man, the Hot Rod, with
Sean Black.
And, oh, yeah, she's still banging her head against the board right now, moaning. But hopefully she tune in next time.
Oh, yeah, since we won't be on for the next couple of weeks, I have to give you a happy birthday since your birthday is this week. Happy birthday, my friend.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't celebrate birthdays. He don't know what he's talking about, right, guys? He is delusional right now, okay? I would say thank you in a respectful way, but I don't know what you're talking about, all right?
Of
and as always, ladies and gentlemen, the pleasure was all
yours.
And for the record, I'm not 69 years old. That's Anisha's B. She's 69. No, she likes 69. Something about 69, right?
Oh,
good night,
Lord.
Everyone.
Good night.